Hello and welcome to another episode of Mass Monologues, the anonymous podcast for creators. And today I have with me a writer, Kiara. Would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself, why you decided to pursue writing, where you're from, and whatever else you'd like to share?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here today. As you said, my name is Kiara. I am a writer, so I've just released my first poetry book last year in spring 2023, and I mostly do a lot of writing. I'm located here in BC in the sunny Okanagan and try to spend as much time as I can writing and creating. I have a blog and a podcast as well, and so really focusing on some creative energy at the moment, yeah.
Okay, can you get right into it and tell us about your book, Blooming? I have just finished reading it, and I am so excited to hear your thoughts on it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support. As you mentioned, my book is called Blooming. It is a poetry collection, and so it's a collection of seasonal poetry. So it goes through the four different seasons. They are likely going to be familiar to anyone in Canada, but especially for us here in the Okanagan, we have those very distinct four seasons. And so the book goes through each of those seasons. We start out in summer, go through fall, winter, and spring. And each of the different seasons is meant to represent a different phase of life, I guess you could say, and different struggles that you might be working through at that time. So it really goes through a journey of ups and downs throughout that whole year of the seasons and takes you along for the ride.
May I ask, what prompted you to write a poetry book as opposed to fiction or nonfiction? Are you inclined to write in the poetry genre?
Yeah, I've actually had a few of those questions. And I guess the answer is that poetry is just something that kind of came naturally to me. I've been writing for a really long time. I started writing when I was younger, and I actually started writing poetry in high school. So some of the poems that are in my book are actually from back in high school. So they're a little bit older, but some of them are a little bit more recent as well. So it just feels like the most natural form for me to express my writing. And so that's how I wound up in the poetry genre, I guess you could say.
So I've heard that you've had the opportunity to travel to places all over the world, and you've incorporated that into your writing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I guess my journey with the more creative side of writing and having it more at the forefront of what I'm doing started a number of years ago now when I was actually on an academic exchange overseas. And at that time, I started a travel blog. And that's how I got into writing creatively a little bit more regularly. As I mentioned, I was writing in high school, but once I got to university, it slowed down on the creative writing side of things. And I wanted a way to get back into that. And I thought the perfect way to do that would be to write a little bit more about my travels, where I was going, what I was experiencing, things like that. So that's what I did, and that's how it started out. And from there, it just evolved over time.
Can I ask, do you write on a daily basis, or how often do you write, and what would you recommend to other writers?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's hard to say what I would recommend because I do feel that everyone is a little bit different. I don't necessarily write every day. I don't have a specific practice where I sit down at a specific time and try to write. That's not really the most conducive environment for me, at least. I tend to write just when inspiration strikes. I do, however, have a little bit more of a regular schedule for my blog. So on there, I am posting every 2 weeks. So once every 2 weeks, I am putting out a new blog post. So that's a little bit more consistent. But when it comes to my poetry and the more creative side of things, I tend to just write whenever I get the inspiration to. So whether that's if I'm exploring somewhere new, which happens a lot, or just going out in nature, or even doing the most mundane things, sometimes I just get a strike of inspiration, and then I'll either write it in a notebook if I have mine with me, or I use the Notes app on my phone a lot. Hundreds of notes in there.
So you've been saying that you've written a lot about mental health and how you can feel a better, you can feel as though you're a better person. You can work on anxiety, on depression. And can you tell us a little bit about your mental health journey and how writing may have helped you with that?
Yeah, that's a long one. I think writing has been a huge part of it, though. It's been a really good way for me to process my emotions, process different things that I'm going through. I definitely use writing as an outlet a lot. I think I probably have since when I was really young and I first started writing. But the older I get, the more it feels like I just naturally gravitate towards writing just to process things that I've been going through. So in terms of my mental health journey overall, I would say it's been a little bit bumpy along the road, dealing with my own challenges with depression and anxiety. But I do my best to manage it. Writing is a part of that. As I said, that's how I process everything that's going on. But I also try to tune into what my body needs. More recently for me, that has actually been getting out in nature. I find that to be something that's a very grounding practice for me. And even just going for a walk, it makes a really big difference on how I feel. And so that's something I'm trying to incorporate more regularly, at least right.
I want to ask, when you write down your thoughts in your notes app or in journal, do you usually make bullet points or do you write paragraphs or is it more of a free write? How do you do that?
Good question. I would say probably like more free form writing. My poetry is pretty free form writing. And so if I get inspiration to write a poem specifically, I will write it in free form. Sometimes I'll just have a line that kind of sticks out to me. Then I'll write it down and maybe come back to it later. I try to always write it down because I don't want it to leave my head and then not come back. So try to write it down in some capacity, whatever it looks like. But if I'm journaling, yeah, that could be a little bit more structured. I have what I guess you could call a bullet journal. So I try to use that on a daily basis if I can. And then I have more of writing journal, which would be more paragraph form.
And then when you look back and you look through your notes or your journals, do you find ideas and you're like, what was I thinking there? Or what do you keep and how do you filter out the good thoughts and the ones that aren't the greatest?
That's so funny that you ask that, because I actually just a couple of days ago went through all my old journals from high school times, which is very funny for me to look back on because a lot has changed since then. But I actually did find some good inspiration in there. So I don't know. I think you never know what's there. And it did take a little bit of going through it all, but I did get some inspiration. And yeah, it was great for a jumping off point. I think it's hard to describe how I really go through and decide whether or not something is what I want to move forward with. A lot of the times, I think it's just a feeling. And if I feel that the words aren't capturing the feeling that I have, then it's something that I want to move forward with and make adjustments if I need to.
Yes. I know a lot of writers, singer-songwriters as well, they'll have these thoughts in the middle of the night and they'll write it down thinking it was a great idea and like their fantastic poem or their new single. And then they'll come back to it in the morning and they'll realize, oh, wait, maybe not the best idea. But I want to know, after you've written a poem, how many tweaks and edits do you make to it? Are you hypocritical where you come back to it and you're like, no, I want to change that word, or no, I don't like this two verses, or I don't like this verse, I need to change that? How do you do that?
Yes, I would say I'm pretty critical on myself. So I do sometimes go back and nitpick at them a little bit. However, if I'm doing something in preparation for a book, I am more so looking at the big picture rather than necessarily the small details. So I am more so paying attention to if the entire flow is working or not. Yeah. I feel that there's a poem out of place, then I might pull it out regardless of whether I like it or not. Yeah, so it just depends a little bit on the flow sometimes, for me anyway. And that's specifically if I'm writing a poetry book. But I am still working through my editing process. I did use an editor for my first book, which helped a lot. It's always helpful to get another set of eyes, especially when we can be sometimes our biggest critic.
So walk me through the process of writing Booming. Did you start off with the overall concept for the poetry book and then pick out the poems you've written in the past or the ones you've currently written and match it to those four seasons? Or how did you go about that?
Yeah, a little bit. So like I said, I'm not really the kind of person that will sit down and say, okay, now I'm going to write a book and then hammer it all out at once. It was, like you said, more of a collection of poems that I had over time. And then I got this idea that I wanted to use the four seasons and what I wanted each season to capture. And so then I looked through the collection of poems that I had and saw where they would fit, where they might not fit, and then just made adjustments from there.
Did you have to rewrite any poems to make them fit the season, or did you just discard them if it didn't work?
Sometimes I did, but my poems are pretty short. They're not super long, so there's not necessarily a ton of rewriting that can necessarily be done to them. So it really depends on the poem. Some of them I would just take out completely if I felt like it didn't fit, and I hold on to them for later, maybe for a different book or a different project. They might fit in a little bit better there. So yeah, I try to always keep in mind that big picture, because in my writing, at least for in my books, I'm really wanting to take the reader on a journey. And it's important that everything flows together for that journey to make sense.
Okay. I want to ask another question, and it's more about you being a writer. Did you ever have a moment in your life where you thought, I know I'm going to be a writer? And did that happen early on, or was it a bit later in your life?
I don't know if it was so much that I said, I know I'm going to be a writer. I know from very young, I always had the idea that it would be cool if I was a writer. And my mom always said that she thought I would be a writer, but never really knew for sure what was going to happen with that. I did always have this idea in mind that I wanted to write a book. And like I said, I had that collection of poems. I was trying to figure out how to bring it all together. So I had the idea of more seriously pursuing a book in mind for a few years before I actually moved ahead with doing it. And it was actually going through a really deep loss for myself personally that kind of gave me that last push to decide that I wanted to move forward and put my work out there in this way.
Okay, so now that you've written a book, would you have any tips or pieces of advice for yourself if you went back before you published the book or before you even started writing it? Would there be tips that you tell yourself, or was it harder than you anticipated it would be, or easier?
So I self-published my book, which I should mention, because that is very different, I think, than going the traditional publishing route. And I definitely learned a lot about that process. I worked with a self-publishing agency and they were great. So we did a lot of that work together. If I had any advice for writers in general, I would just say to start now or start as soon as you can. I think looking back, there's a part of me that maybe wishes I would have done it sooner. But there's also a part of me that knows that this was the right time to do it. So I guess you just have to trust yourself. But I don't think that you should let the fear hold you back.
And when you talk about fear, what is that exactly? Is it the fear of having no one read your book, or is it the fear of being vulnerable in your writing?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of both. Writing is something that is very vulnerable for sure. And putting a book out in the world is an extremely vulnerable thing to do, especially something like poetry, which I feel like naturally is a very emotional genre anyway. So there is a lot of vulnerability with that process. And you just have to bet on yourself, I think, and trust yourself that it's going to work out and that there are people out there that need to hear what you have to say. And that thought was something that kept me going a lot, for sure.
Were you ever concerned about what others would think about your poetry and how it would relate to you as a person? Because I know sometimes you have to separate the art from the artist. And your poetry, your writing, it's not exactly a reflection of who you are, but just that emotion or that feeling. So were you ever nervous to be vulnerable in that sense?
Yeah, I think I was, but at the same time, I knew that I wanted to do it so badly that there was a little bit of me not necessarily caring what people would think. It felt almost like it was bigger than me. It wasn't, it's a part of me, but also bigger than me, the book. Sure. So it was really important to me that I got it out there. And I think that kind of took over any of those fears that I had.
Yes. So I know with poetry, it's always open to interpretation and anyone can have their own take on a poem. Did you intend like a certain poem to be interpreted in a certain way, or did you have a certain meaning to it that maybe somebody else might have a different meaning? And is there a specific example?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because I feel like that's something that comes up a lot, right? I'm always wondering what writers meant when they wrote something. And I agree. I do think there was likely some poems that I wrote that I had either someone or some experience in mind when I was approaching that and writing it. But I don't know that I would necessarily share that, because like you said, the beauty for me is that once it's out in the world, then it's up to the reader to make their own meaning. Yeah, and I think that's something really special.
And since you published your book, have you had anyone come up to you and told you that this meant, one poem meant something specific to them and it was way vastly different from what it meant to you?
I don't know. I don't think they would have said their specific interpretation of it, but I definitely have had a lot of people that have said that they've related to it and that it sounds almost like I was in their head and taking what they felt and giving words to that feeling. So that's a pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Okay. On that note, I want to wrap this up. So if I can, you can shout out to your social media channels, your website, so people know where they can find your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on social at Kiara Goes Global, mostly on Instagram and TikTok. And then for my book, you can get a copy on my website. It's kiara.com. And there's also copies available on Amazon. So the full title of the book is Blooming: Poetry for Seasons of Change. And I'm sure you'll have links to all those.
Okay. Thank you. So much. And thank you for joining us on this podcast. If you liked it and you want more episodes, then please share with a friend or family member. Bye.
Thank you.
Hear the stories they all say. Let the kids and run away. Drama.